Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, and this Sunday is the Feast of Christ the King, one of my most favorite feasts in the year. That feast did not used to be celebrated in November. It was celebrated on the last Sunday of October, and I'm not clear on the reasons why. But I was baptized as an infant on that last Sunday of October, the Feast of Christ the King. And so that feast has carried through my whole life to honor him as King, King of my heart, King of my life, King of my environment, King of my home, King of the world, the King of all those I associate with and work with. He is the King. And I want to be in a position where by my thoughts, my words, my actions, he is honored, he's elevated, that we bow down to his rule and his reign, because it is what will lead us to heaven. He is Christ the King. He is Christ your King and my King. He is Christ our King. Let us live in the light of having a King who is kind, who is just, who is strong, who is utterly faithful. And let us follow him every step of the way. You will never be happier or more at peace, no matter what the externals are. You'll never be happier or more at peace when you walk and live and work and think and act under his reign, his benevolent reign, his just reign. The opening prayer for this feast is, Almighty and ever-living God, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation set free from slavery. There's all kinds of slavery, and one of the greatest kinds of slavery is slavery of sin, slavery in sin. We're under the dominion of sin. We can break those bonds by depending on Christ. We really can. We can be set free that we might enjoy the blessings and the benefits of his reign. It takes time to break their strongholds of sin in us, but it can happen. Keep asking him day in and day out. Grant, we pray, that the whole creation set free from slavery may render your majesty service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise through Christ our Lord and our King. The first reading is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. At the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. If all of us all over the world honored Christ as King, how our lives, how our international relationships would change. Let's start with our own lives first, then our family, then our parish, then our country, and then the world. Let's take a look at it. Don't let this be a nominal feast. Oh, I love singing that song. We sing it every year at Feast of Christ the King. Don't do that. Don't settle for that. It's paltry in comparison to the graces that God wants to give us. Music is very, very important. Don't misunderstand me. But God wants to do so more in us and with us and through us. Give your life to Christ as King. I renew that every year. May we all do it together. Psalm 93, the Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. He is robed in majesty. And that can cover us and engulf us. May it be so. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. He is the firstborn of the dead. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. When we hear those words, may we bow down and worship him right where we are, if we can. Bow down and worship him. You are my King and my Lord. You are my Savior. My God, you are my hope. Lord, I want to submit to your reign more and more because it is a reign of mercy and peace and justice. Lord, may those qualities fill my heart. May I become more and more your follower. May your reign extend more and more and more, brothers and sisters. Let's pray that way. And the gospel is John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" And Pilate answered, probably scoffing him, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nations and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say, I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Do we? Do you? Do I? If we really believe that, he came to testify to the truth, and everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice, we'd be reading the scriptures every day. We'd be poring over them. Because, as I've often said, you pick up the Bible, this is a beating heart. This word is living. Scripture tells us that the word of God is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can penetrate, it can separate bone from marrow. God's word can, because it's living, it is him. He is the word. These are not just words on a page. They've been translated on pages so as humans we could read them. But the deeper truth is reading into them that the presence of God, the Spirit of God, dwells in the words of Scripture. And that Spirit can change our lives. Bring them your needs. Bring them your wounds. Bring them your pain. Bring them your sin. Bring them your faults. Bring them your biggest mistakes. Bring them to him, all of them. He will convict, he will challenge, he will call to repentance, and he will restore and make well. That's your God. This is your King. This is your Savior. Everyone who belongs to the truth hears, listens to my voice. Do you listen? What do you do on Sundays? If Sunday's the only time you hear the scriptures, do you listen? Or do you just stand there for the gospel? Every word has power to change your life. Every word in the scriptures has power to change your life. God never forces us. He offers. will you receive his invitation. Saint Catherine of Siena said, "Our king behaves like a true knight who perseveres in battle until the enemies," that's the enemies inside as well as outside, "until the enemies are defeated. Once he had eaten this food with his scourged flesh, he conquered our enemy, the flesh. And with true humility, he, God, stooped down to our humanity in suffering and shame and conquered pride and worldly pleasure and prestige." He's conquered all those. But we're free. We can accept his grace, or we can stay within ourselves and look only to ourselves. Brothers and sisters, don't do that. Receive him. Receive his word. With his wisdom, he conquered the malice of the devil. So with unarmed hand, nailed fast to the cross, he defeated the prince of the world with the wood of the holy cross as his mount. That was the throne on which he stood, was the cross. And he conquered, he destroyed all of evil. That's who he is. He loves us, brothers and sisters. He so loves us. He so loves us. Why do we not receive all the graces and all the goodness that God has to give us? Why don't we do that? Because we're selfish, because we want to be independent, because we want to figure things out for ourselves. And there are plenty of things to think out for ourselves, but get the principles. Get hold of the truth, the commandments, the scriptures. Get hold of it and base your life on it, brothers and sisters, because he reigns over that, and that's where your peace is. That's where your hope is. That's where wisdom comes from, and understanding and counsel and fortitude and knowledge and piety and true fear of the Lord, reverence for the Lord. That's where it comes from. When we join ourselves, our lives, to his. On this great feast, brothers and sisters, give God a great gift. Give him a great gift. Lay down your life before him. Turn to him. Lean on him. Say, "Lord, I didn't understand life until now. I didn't understand any of this. Lord, I've rejected you by this sin or that sin, but Lord, I repent." You know, when you repent, it's gone. Draw near. Draw near. If you mean the repentance, it's gone. By the grace of God in the sacrament of reconciliation, it's gone. You can start over. The great feast of Christ the King is a wonderful, wonderful time to begin, to open your heart to all that God has for you, all that he wants to give you, all that he wants to work through you. Our saying no may well have affected or will affect the lives of many others. Say yes to the Lord, that through you he may bring grace to many. Long live Christ the King. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.